Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished guests. To begin with, I wish to share with this August Assembly the joy of the Catholic faithful and all people of goodwill for the recent beatification of Pope John II, who among others was an intrepid defender of life and showed great love for the sick and suffering. In this spirit, he founded 26 years ago the Pontifical Council for the Healthcare Workers, and 6 years later, the World Day of the Sick. The World Health Report 2010 emphasizes health system financing of the country to the much desired universal coverage in health service provision. It also notes with concern that despite the progress made in some countries, on the whole, we are still a long way from universal coverage. Pope Benedict XVI, in his message to the International Conference on Equitable and Human Health Care, expressed his concern for the millions of people who have no access to health care services. He called for greater commitment at all levels to ensure that the right to health care is rendered effective by furthering access to basic health care. It is true that to ensure universal health coverage, countries can and need to raise sufficient funds, reduce reliance to direct payments for service, and improve efficiency and equity. On the other hand, it is also true that very few of the low-income countries have any chance of generating from domestic resources alone the funds required to achieve universal access by 2015. This set fact highlights the need for a true global solidarity in which high-income countries do not only promise, but effectively meet their commitments on development assistance. Mr. President, as Blessed John Paul II repeatedly observed the need for solidarity between rich and poor nations in order to ensure universal access to medical care cannot be overemphasized. Secondly, with regard to the draft WHO HIV Strategy 2011-2015, the Holy See appreciates the emphasis laid to eliminate new HIV infection in children and expanding and emphasizing HIV treatment and care for them, which up to date has been lagging behind the progress made in treating adults. Mr. President, my delegation would like to stress the importance of education to behavior change and responsible living as key elements for the prevention campaign. Third, Mr. President, my delegation welcome to attention given to the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases and lifestyle in order to reduce premature mortality and improve the quality of life. The Holy See would like to underline the need to increase the political commitment and the involvement and civil society working together with the private sector, especially in the promotion of prevention, in vitex above the encouragement of healthy lifestyle and addressing the social determinants of health. Finally, my delegation fully shares the concern expressed in the adopted resolution of child injury prevention. In view of these serious concerns for the health and safety of children, the Holy See would like to appeal to the international community to support transfer of knowledge on measures and instruments for the prevention of child injury to low and middle income countries, where 95% of the child injury deaths occur, and also help to improve emergency care and rehabilitation service for non-fatal injuries in this setting, where among other long civil wars drastically increase the incidence of child injuries, and the victim end up in centers that often lack the means and resources to take care of them. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and God bless you all. Thank you very much.